This is a really beautiful gift that you have. Father, wearing his garb, he shows that he is religious. It shows to the world that, and I'll tell you, I'm glad he did the first reading, number one. But your proclamation was the best I've ever heard. You really, honest to goodness, he proclaimed the word of God. And this is, you see, it's not for, I've been to masses where the children come up and try to say the words or try to, The gospel, the scriptures are to be proclaimed. They're to touch your heart, your mind, and soul. Now, the same thing with this great gift of the divine will. What God is asking us to enter into his life. This is completely astonishing. Completely astonishing. Never before seen. The saints, we pray the prayers of the saints. You listen to the rules of the saints. Saint Benedict, Saint Francis, Saint Dominic. They're great, great saints. But what this is, what the divine will is Jesus speaking to us. And as you enter into this gift, when you go to your room and you close the door, when you read, when you let Jesus reign in your heart, when you let Jesus, like when you receive Holy Communion, he goes to the Holy of Holies of your soul. This is why there's silence after Mass, so that we can adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God. Well, it's the same thing now. What Jesus wants is he wants us to do even more. He wants us to let him enter into us even more, so that he can walk in our walking, so that he can breathe in our breathing, so that he can reign in us. And with joining the third order, see, Luisa was a third order Dominican. Pope John Paul was a third order Carmelite. The third order, I never would have thought, becoming religious. But this is something that's going to help us. See, we receive all the prayers of the community, all the prayers of everyone. You're going to get a strength that you've never had before. You're going to get a zeal to live a Catholic life that you've never had before. And the reason is God's got so much more planned. What's coming is so magnificent. What's coming is so glorious. What's coming is the kingdom. The kingdom of God is coming on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. Soon. I have a friend that Jesus appears to. And, she's a victim soul. She's in bed most of the time. And Jesus would always say to her, I'm coming soon. Remember, I'm coming soon. And they always get a chuckle because, God's been saying that to her for years. And just recently, the Lord said, I'm coming now. And what she said was she saw in his voice, she saw in his eyes, this is going to happen soon. We're going to see it. Something's coming. And it's not by chance that God would give us this year of mercy and then not have the year of justice or not have the time of justice. What he said to St. Faustina is true. There will be a short time of mercy and then divine justice to the earth. The kingdom is coming. Everything, the reason everything is happening is the kingdom is coming. God's got great, great plans. And he's looking for souls that want what he wants. And he's going to protect those souls as we enter into this new era that's coming. It's going to be tough at first, but then it will be glorious. It's really going to be glorious. So don't be afraid of what's coming. Trust in God, believe in him, hope in him, have confidence in him. Have that certitude. Christian hope is certitude. We hope in God, not just with please, 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 but I am confident in you. I trust in you. I believe in you. As this happens, as this begins, it's going to be a whole new ball game for all the world. So let us pray. Please stand.